Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we have the pleasure and honor once again of speaking with the Ahafia International Sovereign, Your Imperial Majesty, Ezawani Uguha Ajike, once again on the program of all Ahafia, all Nigeria, all countries, and all nations. She is a worldwide sovereign and a politician. Your Imperial Majesty, Ezawani Uguha Ajike, is the chief president of the political organization Foreign Nations Associations. Foreign Nations Association is a political organization whereby a politician can represent its country for its country to become a member state in Foreign Nations Associations. One of the highlights of the service by the political organization is the Foreign Nations Associations Court, which is for every member's state country, but they have to sign a regulation to aid the fact that the 28 judges who are selected by the assembly can overrule any case decision. Judges have remained working for Foreign Nations Associations for 8 years, and again, it is an honor to have with us Ahafia International Sovereign, Your Imperial, Ezawani Uguha Ajike, once again on the program.
You say it so well.
Well, thank you, and we certainly aim to please, and really good to talk to you once again. So tell us, for the listeners and to kick things off here today, what is Foreign Nations Associations?
Well, Foreign Nations Associations is the most powerful political governmental organization. It does function my three different empires, the Ahafia Empire, the Ahafia Nigeria Empire, and the Nigerian Empire. But obviously, my focus is mainly to talk about the Foreign Nation Association and not talk too much on the empire, because Foreign Nation Association, it's a world political organization. So every country in every part of the world is a member state. However, the representatives for each country in every part of the world changes on a yearly basis. The fact is that my focus is not to glamorize the representatives on each country, but instead is to focus on the core purpose of the World Political Organization, Foreign Nation Associations. But we do have representatives for Nigeria. For the other parts of the world, we are still selecting individuals for each of the member states. That's the slight core elements of it at the moment.
And thank you for that. Most helpful. Now, who influences the Foreign Nations Associations?
Well, the fact is that I am a very strong, a political driven individual. I have a strong political background. I have like an all-star flag in academic qualification in UCLA with international relations, Latin, and performing arts. And then I also have international law, advanced first class from Birkbeck University, and obviously my LLB law degree and first class BA honors from King's University. So over the years, as much as I don't want to just keep diving into my academic side of the stuff, though I do have my master's, but the fact is that, you know, I have grown on the legal academic side of the stuff as well as a politician. But I wouldn't forget to mention that my father did influence Foreign Nation Association, because I have to respect him for that. He was the first president of Nigeria, His Excellency President Kalu Kalu Ajike. So he was the first president of Nigeria, a president in Italy for a few terms. He was also a prime minister in the UK, and he was also a political head of state in United States, as well as the Latin Americans and a few borders in the Caribbean. So he was a very, very strong politician, though, you know, he very much enjoyed being a politician in Nigeria, based with his offices in Calabar, Port Harcourt, the Kanu Hausa side of the stuff, as well as the Igbo land. So he was very, very international, powerful politician, but as well as politicians in the western side of Africa. So when I matured as a politician, and not just focused too much as a very strong legal jurisprudence in terms of constitution and financial, it was very important that I allowed my father to influence the political organization, though it is not like other political organizations such as United Nations or EU or NATO. It's not like that because you're not, it's a very, very different kind of ball game. So my father very well influenced it because I couldn't have the endorsement and the profoundness of any other political longevity on it as much as I am inclined. But I've tried to still be very mature and very focused in getting on with my duties upon it without being too, without feeling too young about it. So I think, you know, because when he became a president of Nigeria, he was very, very young. He was in his 20s, younger than me. So I believe that, you know, like now I'm 26 and I'm the chief president of Foreign Nation Association. I don't feel like it's too much of a duty for me. Though it's a completely different game. I'm not saying Foreign Nation Association is anything compared to my father being a political head of states for like United States and Latin Americans, or political head of states for like countries like Guyana and things like that. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I know that he influenced me a lot because to be the first president of Nigeria, as well as president in Italy and things like that, obviously that is very, very powerful. But I am doing things in accordance to how I know to do it very well. I can't really be anybody but myself.
Such a tremendous background, and really appreciate your sharing some of those highlights and details with us. That is greatly appreciated. Now tell us, I understand there's a summit coming up. When is the summit, and can you tell us more of what will happen there at the summit?
Well, the summit is on the 30th of October, and we're trying to, obviously, it's the fact of, because of the way that it has, I wouldn't say it has too much of a, because the Foreign Nation Association has element of humanity in it. So it's about getting the input of the people that are sufficient to the different parts of the countries that are obviously member states, but they don't have representatives. So the kind of people that can come to the summit are people such as doctors, lawyers, financial representatives of countries, and obviously past presidents and politicians, governors, prime ministers. So people that are able to have constructive, intelligent input into what is going to be a beneficial outlook and input for the different countries. So it's not just about coming there and speaking about your political knowledge. It's about being able to gather statistics, real statistics, input of what is going to be beneficial, efficient for each of the country. But then again, it is that element of the well-being and peace of every individual involved in the global organization for a nation association. But yes, obviously, because of the strength of the political element of it, it would be wonderful to have, you know, other politicians around. But the tickets are not cheap. The ticket is $80,000. But we have been told to try and see if there's a way to make it more affordable. But the people that can come to the organize the summit, you know, is people that we feel that are going to make a great input to the purpose of the summit. It's not so much because the Foreign Nation Association is still very, very young and very new. I wouldn't say we're as old as NATO or as old as United Nations or as old as the EU. But yet again, Foreign Nation Association is not like NATO or EU or United Nations. But it's just that the summit is there to be able to just allow that gathering to happen in order to open that communication with the right individuals that are able to give constructive input into what is happening on a global concept and what is going to be beneficial for the society in a different impact. And obviously the glow and glide of politicians will be a wonderful input to it as well.
Also, in addition, where actually is the summit going to take place? Give us some details on the location.
It's going to be taking place in Calabar, Nigeria. Beautifully, I have a congratulation because my villa in Calabar, it's almost ready, but we've got a beautiful outdoor garden, which will be which is going to make it very safe. But obviously, I'm not going to disclose the address because I'm sure some of the lawyers and doctors and the politicians, they probably wouldn't want everybody knowing the address before they arrive. I'll rather just maintain that privacy for them because it's not one that I'm glamorizing so much till obviously they've been. And because of the marketing side of my property company, I would eventually disclose it. But it's going to be taking place in the garden side of my villa in Calabar. With beautiful open canopy, and so there's going to be wonderful drinks and food. But obviously, the maintenance of the professionalism is high utmost. But Calabar is a very strong political area because when my father was ruling Nigeria and other parts of the world, he had an office in Calabar, and it was always very safe for him to have his acquaintances from political backgrounds to be able to attend specific meetings with him. So it's a very safe environment and comfortable for the politicians, as well as the doctors and the lawyers and the head of financial institutes of each country that will turn up. And if anything, they've always got, you know, the check-in of being able to sleep in a very comfortable environment. But it's going to be taking place in Calabar, Nigeria, in the garden of my villa that is in Calabar. And because it's a beautiful summer area, is going to be nice. And just at the same time, obviously work is the main focus because it's a political organization and there's so many elements that we focus on, but I don't want to give away too much before I've started my duties with it. I'd rather be able to just unravel it and then be able to keep letting you in on what we're focusing on, what is being achieved, and without running too much ahead of myself. So the summit I know is going to be strong, but at the same time I've tried to make it as, you know, because I'm a very peaceful person. And from the perspective of the chief president of Foreign Nation Association, I'm seeing things on an element of well-being and focusing on each aims and objectives of the political or organization and just dealing with it one at a time so that each of it is accomplished. And there is that element of peace and success and still focusing on the economic side of the stuff.
And the way you describe that certainly sounds like a lovely location and a great event to be a part of. Again, folks, that is in Nigeria on October the 30th of this year, which is coming up soon. Lastly, tell us who can actually come to the summit and how do you get entry into the summit?
Oh, yes, it's a ticket. It's a ticket entry summit, and the ticket is costing at the moment $80,000. But we are trying to see if we're going to make it more affordable, and but at the moment it's $80,000, and that's how you can be able to get tickets and get into the summit. But there are a few promotion where you might be able to get it for $20,000, but I know tickets are $80,000, but there's promotion that are going to go on to get it for $20,000 just before then. So if you bought one for $80,000 or one for $20,000, that's how you'd be able to get into the summit.
Again, it's been an awesome pleasure and honor to have you with us once again, and I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get further details on the summit. Where's the location online to get further details?
Oh, it's www.foreignnationsassociation.website. It's got all the information and everything happening on it. So www.foreignnationsassociation.website. But we've also got a few campaigns happening with there's a wonderful television channel, Ben Television. They're going to be carrying the campaign for other informations about it as well. But you can always get all the details of it on the Foreign Nation Association's website, www.foreignnationassociation.website.
And of course, we'll share a link within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Again, it has been a pleasure to have had you. Wish everyone a wonderful event there in October the 30th. And thank you so much for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio, and look forward to another conversation.
Oh, thank you so much. I look forward to speaking to you again. Thank you for having me.
And of course, it's always our pleasure. Once again, we've been speaking with the Hafi International Sovereign, Your Imperial Majesty, Ezwani Ugua Ajike of All Lahafia, All Nigeria, All Countries and All Nations. She is a worldwide sovereign and a politician. Your Imperial Majesty Ezwani Ugua Ajike is the chief president of the political organization Foreign Nations Associations, and their summit is coming up October the 30th, and which is in the country of Nigeria. And for further details, simply visit Foreign Nations Associations. Website. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.